community.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn is a minister. He's not working at that at the present time. He's working trying to educate people about the spiritual battle behind everything going on today. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, as you see our economy collapsing, you see certainly people losing their jobs and losing their homes. 10,000 people have their homes foreclosed on every single day. And, of course, the government's known this for many years. In fact, certainly last October, October 3rd, why Congress voted to give Henry Paulson $700 billion to stop this cascade of home foreclosures. But nothing's been done because they don't intend to do it. Why? Because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Their goal is to destroy our economy and to destroy our people and to impoverish them and bring about this world government and, of course, their world leader. There really are powerful spiritual forces. Lynn has written a wonderful book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. A wonderful title because it really summarizes what's going on in the world today. You cannot understand politics. You cannot understand what's going on today without understanding prophecy. And you certainly can't understand that unless you understand there is a supernatural dimension that many of our leaders have given themselves over to the dark side. And many of the wealthiest people in America through the down through the years have been involved in the supernatural. Certainly J.P. Morgan, the great J.P. Morgan said, millionaires may have an astrologer, but billionaires have a special astrologer, and he had a special astrologer, and he depended upon astrology as a source of the knowledge that gave him his great wealth. And once you begin to get in the background of the great families, we know that certainly members of the Rockefeller family were deeply involved in the occult, as are people of so many other of the great fortunes, and this is where they came from. They made a deal with the devil. And with that as a background, as absurd as it may seem to you, why there really are people out there who have made phenomenal wealth, and Oprah Winfrey would be one of them. Watch her programs. She's always pushing occult themes. And she has one of the richest women in the world. And yet, if you watch her program, she pushes New Age. She pushes everything that is anti-Christian. Because, of course, from her point of view, there are many ways to God. Good morning, Lynn. Thanks so much for being with us again.
Well, pleasure to be here, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on.
You pick up the story.
Well, what amazes me, Paul writes us 2,000 years ago telling us the secretness of lawlessness, the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. And a lot of us kind of look at that phrase and just kind of skip over it and scratch our heads and wonder what it is. And yet we see this mystery of iniquity, the secretness of lawlessness, moving and pushing its agenda, which, of course, is a one-world government and the rise of the Antichrist. And this has been at work for 2,000 years. If we look back through history and we see, let's say, the horrors of slavery, the horrors of the opium trade, which entangled the nations of the world and created the stigma, certainly in this country and in other countries, of slavery, which wound up, we fought the Civil War over that. And what, 500,000 people were slaughtered in the 4 years of the Civil War. The point I'm trying to make is that secret of lawlessness, that mystery of lawlessness, is at work and continues to push its agenda. And what we're looking at now, of course, in my opinion, is the emergence of a one world government, a one world financial system. And we hear this constantly being thrown up. For example, A couple of weeks ago, our President Merkel in Germany, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, and President Sarkozy of France got together and were all three of them at the same time simultaneously crying out for a new world order, some sort of a global new world order. And we've heard this phrase, and it should come as no surprise to the Christians, certainly, because we've already had that prophesied in our Bibles. It's right there, talking about this one world government, one world religious system. And this, in my opinion, again, Dr. Stammett, this whole financial crisis that we're in, where now we're going to spend another $787 billion, which, by the way, breaks down to $40,000 in taxes for every family in the United States. Every household would have to pay $40,000.
And it's not going to do any good. It's
not going to do any good.
Much of it is just pork. I mean, we're getting 1,900 pork projects here in California from that, you know, $787 billion or whatever it is. And you know, Florida is the only one that's even close. I think they're getting 1,700 projects. New Hampshire isn't getting any pork projects. Why? Because they don't like this system. They're fighting the system, so they're being punished. They're the ones who are saying, you know, we're going to withdraw from the union, you know, if you try bringing in martial law. Whereas here in California, they'll go right along with that. Just give us more pork. Pork. More pork projects. And, of course, that's what our congressmen do. And people have to understand that there is a plan to bring about a world government.
Mm-hmm.
And our government is not doing anything to stop what the cascading destruction of jobs and factories. And in fact, they're doing everything they can to send our jobs overseas. It's not by accident that we subsidize the corporations that move overseas. Not only can they get all sorts of loans from the, you know, the IMF and the World Bank, the East Asian Development Bank, and the, you know, but they don't have to pay any income tax. Isn't that nice? They don't have to pay any American income tax once they move offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think an awful lot of Americans would love to go overseas and not pay income tax, but you can't get away with it. But our corporations can, because we reward them for moving offshore and taking their jobs. And until people understand that is the real agenda of the people who control our government, and what's it all about? It's about bringing in globalism and world government. That's why the idea of Buy American is really one of the worst things. They shudder, they tremble when they hear Buy American. They don't want people to buy American. They want them to buy Chinese and Mexican and Russian and Brazilian, because that's where we are pushing our manufacturing. And when will people wake up that nothing that's going on is accidental? It's all intentional, and the ultimate goal, a new world order, a new world financial system, and, of course, a new world religion, and then the new world leader. And once you understand that, everything going on makes sense. Liz, would you mind sending me that article about Sarkozy and the others pushing the New World Order?
I'd love to, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Absolutely. We'll be back in just a moment with Lynn Marzulli and right here, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. I send my Zuli. Lynn, you go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Appreciate that. You know, in California, this is what amazes me. If you think government was really for us and we're trying to do something, Schwarzenegger now, the governor of California, has been in office for a number of years. And, of course, we know, and this is all, I'm not making this stuff up, I'm not pulling numbers out of my hat, but the illegal aliens in California cost California approximately $12 to $14 billion, with a B, dollars per year. And that's exactly what we're short in our budget. And so now these bozos up in Sacramento want to tax the Californians, to raise our taxes to the tune of about $70 billion in 5 years. I mean, this will absolutely bankrupt, it'll break the economy of California. And I've had people already email me telling me that they're pulling up their businesses, they're moving out of the state, and rightfully so. What we see is, and you mentioned this, Dr. Stan, we see that they are literally breaking the back of America. And here's something to think about. You know, Obama talks a great game and did all of his great talking points during the campaign. But now that he's in the driver's seat, so to speak, he actually has to govern. He actually has to come up with real plans and real ideas to help Main Street. And instead, we see Rush Limbaugh's been calling it the porculous bill instead of a stimulus bill. And I would certainly concur with that. And what amazes me, if you wanted to stimulate this economy and bring relief to Main Street, it would be so simple to do. Immediately have everyone in the country, everyone across the board, drop down to a 3% mortgage. Can you imagine? You'd be dancing in the streets, people would be out at restaurants celebrating, and the economy would absolutely flourish. It would be instantly you'd prime the pump. People would have more income to spend. But they don't do that. Instead, it's a $787 billion porculous bill, which all this ridiculous programs going off to the states, and guess who's footing the bill? China. And at some point, China's going to look at this and go, this paper that we're backing here is absolutely worthless. So it's just a game, and it's breaking the back of this country, and they're really not doing anything for the American people. And when one stops to think that basically the 500 people on Capitol Hill control this country, control and steer our nation, and it's certainly not doing anything for me and my family, I know that. It's just adding more of a tax burden on myself and you, Dr. Stan, and everyone else in the United States. How simple and wonderful it would be if they would just drop that interest rate down to 3%, make it a 30-year fixture, be dancing in the streets tomorrow, and it would instantly stimulate the economy. But, of course, that would help Main Street. That would actually help the American people, and obviously they really don't want to do that.
Well, you know, I would differ in that we really aren't controlled by Congress. There is an invisible government behind Congress, and they have their own agenda. And, of course, that is not to solve the problem. Congress didn't have an opportunity to even read the legislation, the pork bill, before mm-hmm. it was passed. It wasn't completed until 11 o'clock at night. It wasn't distributed, you know, until the morning, and nobody had a chance to read it. Everybody could get up and, you know, pontificate, but it was a preconceived notion. It was going to go through. The Republicans, you know, allowed three of their senators to go over and work with the Democrats, supposedly to cut it back, you know, from $830 billion to $787 billion. Wasn't that a great accomplishment? And what they're going to do is they're going to give all of us here in California, $800. If you're on Social Security, you're going to get an extra $250 payment. And then they're going to raise the taxes here in California and take the money away from you. I mean, isn't that perfectly logical? ladies and gentlemen, I mean, the federal government, you can't keep track of it. They can't figure out where most of its money has gone. The Pentagon's lost $2 trillion. I mean, over the developments over there in Iraq, there's $125 billion just gone. Nobody knows where it went. And we're supposed to let these people manage our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of this new legislation is to set up new restrictions on who's going to get health care. And they're going to come up with decisions that older people, well, they're really not that productive. If they need exotic surgery, why it's not going to be available to them. This is what it's all about. It's all about rationing health care. They're not out there to help you. They're out to destroy the lives of the elderly because they're not productive. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most dangerous legislation ever passed.
Mm-hmm.
And if your congressman voted for it, why, you vote against him no matter what his other positions are. And I'm not saying the Republicans are any better, but at least they voted against it. But it's all showbiz. We've got somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is James.
Hi, do you have a quick question for our guest?
Just a quick comment. And the guest you had on yesterday was interesting and really funny. He kept saying that if this doesn't get passed and we don't bail out GM, I'm afraid of what will happen. And you kept calling him out on it. And all I got to think of is that Ford refused the bailout money, and nobody's pointing that out, how Ford is getting along without it. Now, what you had that guy yesterday, Mr. Weiss, or whatever his name was,
yeah.
I forget. But
Mr. Weiss.
The main point what he was making was, I'm afraid. You have all these people fear-mongering.
Well,
and that's basically all it is that you have to do this or this is going to happen, which is there's no evidence of what's going to happen whether you do or don't. But I'm in the boat with you guys. I say we kill the Fed and get rid of all of them. But, you know, I think the best way to do it is just to support our friends and families and people like you. Like, I'm going to start supporting the station again because I like listening to you and I like listening to Alex Jones and I like the guests you have on. And when you have somebody on with the alternate view, like he was trying to agree with you, and then in the same breath he would say, but I'm afraid of what's going to happen. And I was like, if you're afraid, then you're a fearmonger, and you may as well go hide under a rock.
He is a professional propagandist. He is promoting fear. He has to come out of the program to talk about finances. And all he was doing was pushing all of these massive programs. He's employed by the people who want these massive programs. And, you know, he did hang up on me, you know.
Yeah, I talked to your program director afterwards. I called and talked to him for about 5 minutes, and I mean, I wish I would have had minutes on my phone. I would have called you right away and asked him a question. The question I would have asked him is, why are you so afraid? I'm no FDR fan, but you know, it really is, fear is the only thing you have to fear, because.
But he was trying to instill fear in your heart.
Sure,
you
and
would
he can't.
Support what he wants you to. That's
sure.
How you motivate people. We are motivated by two things, greed and fear, and he was promoting fear.
Hey, great show.
We gotta let you go, though. We want to get to
live. Yeah, great show. Great guest today, though. Love you guys. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Thanks for supporting the station. I think that's so important, and I hope all of our listeners will support this station. We love to be on it. Go ahead, Lynn.
It's just interesting, you know, you talk about fear, and fear is the currency of a Luciferians. If, you know, and this is slightly off topic, but it's the same thing. The whole idea of the UFOs and all the abduction phenomena and things that we see in and around the UFO phenomena, it's always done in a climate of fear. And the Luciferians move and create this climate of fear. And this is exactly what we're seeing. This is why, in my opinion, it is a cosmic supernatural conspiracy to bring about a new world order, a one world government, a one world religious system. I'm not making this stuff up. This was prophesied 2,000 years ago, and yet we see exactly those phrases being bandied about by the politicians of the world. We are rushing. The title of this new book I'm working on, Dr. Stan, is called The Acceleration. And the idea that things are events, world events, are accelerating at such a rapid rate that I can no longer, I'm just one guy here, I can barely keep up with what's going on during the days.
I know. I'm sitting here, you know, in my big easy chair, and on one side I've got a table that's got about a foot and a half of clippings piled up. On the other side there's about 9 inches of clippings piled up. And, you know, just all of this information that we're trying to put together so people can understand it's all a scam. They have intentionally dried up the funds by the Federal Reserve paying interest on deposits with him and pulled almost a half a trillion dollars out of the banks. And the big banks have lots of money. The scam, though, they're just not lending it. Why? Because they want to bring about this whole collapse in the world economic system. That's why they've stopped writing letters of credit. That's why the government stopped issuing small business loans. It is all done to create this problem that we're facing today. And, of course, they had the money long ago to stop the home foreclosures. They absolutely refused to do it, but they tell us, well, we're going to get we got a new program coming up in a couple of weeks, and we're really going to do something. Trust us. Why should we trust these people? There's a small cabal called the Tryouts Commission. You can go to their website. You can even get their membership list by going to augustreview.org and pull down the membership list. You'll find that almost all the key positions in the Obama administration go to this little group. There's only 87 Americans in it, and yet they controlled intelligence, national security advisor, deputy national security advisor, ambassador to the United Nations. Five of them certainly are in the State Department, controlled of the State Department. Mr. Tim Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury. How could you have that many people out of 87 out of a nation of 350 million in one administration? Unless, of course, we don't elect our representatives. They are appointed for us, and we have to believe we elect our representatives. It's all a charade. Go right ahead.
You know, it'll seem slightly off topic, but it dovetails very well into it. We spent billions, trillions of dollars in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and what we see after all these years of being in there, and the surge definitely worked to a point, but we also know that the government, the Maliki government in Iraq, is certainly enervated. And what do we see now in Afghanistan? We see a resurgence of the Taliban. We see the opium crop. When the Taliban actually ruled Afghanistan, the opium crop was down about 2 to 5% of producing the world's opium. Now it's back up to 95% of production, which immediately begs the question, who's benefiting from the gazillions of dollars that is made through the opium crop in Afghanistan? And, of course, if we control the country, and supposedly we do, are we in cahoots? Are we actually benefiting from the drug trafficking in Afghanistan? Who is benefiting from the opium crop? And it's just a simple question, and I can't get an answer to it. But when we go back in history and we realize that this country and many of the not the founding fathers per se, but certainly people who attained wealth in this country were immersed in the golden triangle of running slaves from Africa to the United States of America, then shipping back rum. Then once the rum landed, they would take the opium and bring the opium over to China, and around and around and around they would go. And people made millions of dollars, hundreds of years ago doing this. And frankly, in my opinion, nothing has really changed. And all we have to do is look at the statistics, which tell us that the opium harvest in Afghanistan, where we're supposed to be in control, where the Karzai government is supposed to be, you know, in control. And what do we see? We see 95% of the world's opium being harvested and produced in Afghanistan, of course, illegally. So who's benefiting? Who's profiting from that?
The Central Intelligence Agency is the largest producer and distributor of opium and other drugs in the world today. And anybody who'd like to get into that background of that, there's a wonderful book called Kiss the Boys Goodbye. We do have some used copies. I think we still have them. If not, you can get them on Amazon. But Kiss the Boys Goodbye, a book that was thoroughly suppressed in America, and after it was reprinted in Canada, they just accidentally shredded 5,000 copies. We have an interview with the author where she tells the story. Kiss the Boys Goodbye. You can get that through our ministry, 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-tape set on, is there really a war on drugs? There's no war on drugs. They're not trying to stop the opium trade. In fact, yesterday evening I had Ted Gunderson on my program. You can hear the interview. He was talking about Pat Tillman. You remember Pat Tillman, the Arizona Cardinal football player, who gave up a $3 million
friendly fire.
Yeah, and he supposedly was killed by... Well, first of all, they told us he was killed leading a charge up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, well, that wasn't accurate. Oh, my goodness, it was friendly fire. Well, the friendly fire consisted of three well-placed bullets right in the middle of his forehead, and the pathologist who saw him said, this is obviously a case of murder. But why were they never prosecuted? Well, the story I got last night from Ted Gunderson was that Pat Tillman, of course, he had a pretty well-known name, and he was sort of a folk hero, and he was going to talk to the media. He had already scheduled meetings with the media to tell him that in Afghanistan, the special forces units were being used to guard the opium fields. They were being used to guard the opium fields. They couldn't let the American people know that, because we were actually facilitating the opium drug trade. Why, the American people might begin to wake up to the scam. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll take your call as soon as we turn here on the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 three-spot per day special, or double your spots to six spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our No Frills 1360 advertising special, 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576, and tell me you want that No Frills tax deductible beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Before we go on, I do know we have a caller. We'll get to him in just a moment. But, Lynn, I want you to tell our listeners about your website. I want you to tell them about your book and how they can get it.
Well, right now, Dr. Stan, we've got a two-for-one special on the website, which is www.lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. You can order Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural and receive absolutely free The Alien Interviews, which is an e-book. For $10. You get both books for $10. It's a great deal. And the reason for this is we're really trying to get the word out. When you read both of those two books together, the reader will understand that we are living in just unbelievable times, very uncertain times, tumultuous times. Certainly when we begin to see the burgeoning UFO phenomena, which is not going away, and all of its little tentacles of the octopus, if I can use that analogy, that we see in the UFO conundrum. And this thing is not going away. The phenomena is here to stay. It's happening even this week, a strange fireball over the Texas skies Every week now we're hearing more about different sightings, about different UFOs. So you get both books, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, The Coming Great Deception, and the Luciferian Endgame, and the Alien Interviews, both for $10, and that's at www.lamarzulli.net.
Incidentally, I did read the Alien Interviews. I pulled it down, got my secretary to bind it for me so I could keep it and go through it. Fascinating information, about, a lot of very reliable people. Many of them, of course, were very skeptical of the UFO phenomenon until they began looking into it. Certainly a few of them realizing, of course, this is a supernatural phenomenon. It's not critters from outer space. Others realizing that the alien, the actual abduction phenomenon is not accidental. It's real. There's a consistency, in what the people who've been abducted have said. But, of course, a book well worthwhile. In fact, it'd be well worthwhile getting it published. Anyway, we do have a caller waiting patiently on the line. Who's calling in? Do we have the caller still, or they've gone off the line? Well, I guess.
Hi. Oh, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Oh,
if you don't speak up, why you get dropped? Go ahead.
Oh, he didn't put me on. But here, a couple quick comments, then a quick question about the heroin trade. My uncle was in Vietnam.
Yep.
And he basically told me when he was there, the only things he saw were pigs, rice, and heroin everywhere. And seriously, they would have airplanes crash at the end of the runway, and they would go to try to put the fires out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it was Air America, and he was in the Navy, and it was a naval airstrip. And they would go to these crashes, and it would be these special ops Air America guys, and it would basically pull weapons on them and tell them to get away from the planes. And the planes were overloaded with basically heroin or raw heroin that they were shipping around the world.
And people find it so hard to believe that our CIA would be involved in drug smuggling. And yet, I mean, if you study this issue and go up in the Internet, there's so much information there. People have to understand that we have two governments, a visible
mm-hmm.
government, and then we have an invisible government. And that takes us into the CIA and drug smuggling and professional assassins. And if you have the Internet, listen to the program I did at 8 o'clock last night with Ted Gunderson on assassinations here in this country and their tie-in, of course, to the drug industry. It's a fascinating interview. I hope you'll pull it down or you'll want to get the new 4-tape set we're going to put together on assassinations. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. There is no Santa Claus, and the CIA is involved in drugs. And you better realize we have an invisible government, and if we don't take America back, we're going to lose our freedom. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, just a quick one. I noticed it was almost a flashback. I was watching TV about a year or two ago, and they were showing American troops walking through a poppy field. And it looked to me like the exact same footage from Vietnam, except it was jungle khaki, jungle camouflage, to the new desert camouflage, and it was the same exact almost photo op of these same troops 30 years later walking through the same heroin fields in different parts of the world, in poppy fields, excuse me. And it was just incredible to me that the deja vu is like it was happening once before and it's just happening straight again.
Well, we certainly weren't in Vietnam to fight communism, because
right.
we were subsidizing the North Vietnamese government all during the war, so why were we really there? And Monica Jensen Stevenson, who wrote the book Kiss the Boys Goodbye, was firmly convinced. She used to work for 60 Minutes. Her husband's William Stevenson, one of my favorite authors. She was firmly convinced it was all about keeping the heroin trade going as long as they could. Go right ahead.
Well, and I remember it was right after the invasion of Afghanistan. It was a couple of months in. There was a report about eight DEA agents dying in a C-130 crash on takeoff. And I was like, it rang a bell to what my uncle told me about Nam.
Right.
But and it just reminds me of Noriega and, the Bush connection to Air America, because they never killed Air America. They just moved it to South America after they moved out of Asia.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so much.
Well, one question about UFOs. I was going to ask your guest, what about Mexico? It seems to me I see a huge amount of activity coming out of Mexico. And it's really suppressed in the United States. I see really strange footage coming from Mexico
mm-hmm.
that I do not see on American TV. I see it on Telemundo and other Mexican stations. I wonder if he could elaborate on that. I'd
love to, sure. What's interesting about the Mexican government has actually come out and declared that that there are craft operating with impunity over the skies of Mexico, and they basically can do nothing about it. So rather than sweep everything under the rug, which is what this country has done for literally decades, the Mexican government has at least come forward and saying, look, we don't know what these things are, but they are there, and we're acknowledging them. So they've kind of taken a step as along with, let's say, France, Belgium, and England, the UK, who have recently come out.
If you'd like to make a call, please.
Recently come out talking about or disclosing the so-called extraterrestrial presence. What's interesting, in this country, there's just a we're moving into a time, and I borrowed the phrases from former Premier Gorbachev of the former Soviet Union, and he had two phrases, glasnost and perestroika, and sort of an openness. And this is what we're seeing now in the United States, where, for instance, just this week, the strange fireball that streaked across the sky, broad daylight. No one's really sure what it is. It wasn't a satellite. Who knows what this thing is? And, of course, you got the Stephenville lights in Texas and the UFO over O'Hare Airport a little while ago. But more flaps are coming up. And instead of the usual status quo, which is to ridicule and ostracize people who come forward with reports of strange craft in the sky, lights in the sky, whatever, there's more of an openness now. And this is what I see happening is almost every week there's another story about UFOs. So are we looking at full disclosure? At some point, I think there's going to be full disclosure. This, of course, is the subtitle of my book, Politics, Prophecy, and Supernatural. That subtitle is The Coming Great Deception and the Luciferian Endgame. This would be one way to immediately move everyone towards a one-world government. And what's interesting, Dr. Stan, I did some research. There's a group in Jerusalem called the Raelians, and this could have come right out of my book. They're saying, the Raelians are saying, that the aliens have told them that they, the aliens, created all life on this planet. They were the gods that were worshipped in ancient times, and now they're back at this critical juncture in human history. Combined with that is Benjamin Krem and Maitreya, sort of a type of the Antichrist, and I actually interviewed someone from Share International last week and had a very interesting in-depth discussion with that person. But, this person's a true believer. They really believe that Maitreya is here to usher in a time of global peace, providing we allow him to. So it's unbelievable what's going on.
And, of course, what he's really going to do is a chaos and destruction unparalleled throughout all history. We'll be right back.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lynn Barzulli. Lynn, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it. The point I'm trying to make is that we are seeing supernatural events that are beginning to manifest with greater frequency throughout the world. And at the same time, those things are happening, which is creating a bit of uncertainty with people. We're also hearing a cry of a one-world government. We also see that the financial institutions globally are beginning to crumble. By the way, the market opened this morning, and it's just tumbling right out of the gate. So, you know, this thing isn't going away.
And I should comment that gold was up, you know, at least between $20 and $30. Silver was up, you know, at 50 cents. Obviously, the whole world financial system is beginning to crumble. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, this Porculus bill, I don't believe is really going to help us. But when we begin to look at all these different signs, Dr. Stan, we begin to assemble them and just kind of step back from them a little bit and get sort of an overview on what's happening. In my opinion, we are accelerating. We are rushing towards a new world order, a one-world government system. And I believe, of course, that we're going to see very shortly some sort of a confrontation in the Middle East. And I'm not talking about the little excursion that we had with Hamas recently in Gaza. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that Magog and Iran and this whole confederacy of states, which is talked about in the Ezekiel 38-39 prophecy, I believe we're going to see this war in the Middle East, and it will be catastrophic, which is exactly what the prophecy tells us.
And that is exactly why we have been transferring nuclear technology to Pakistan so it could be disseminated throughout the Arab world. But they can't let the American people know that. Oh, my goodness, we're trying to stop proliferation of nuclear weapons. No, we're facilitating that. And that's the Sybil Edmonds story. If you haven't read my January 2008 newsletter, rush to the computer, pull that down and read it and disseminate it, and let people know that we're planning on creating a massive war over there, and it's going to come right here to our own shores. Oh, no country is isolated today enough with the ability to run a tanker along the East Coast or the West Coast and lob a few nuclear weapons mm-hmm. into coastal cities. Ladies and gentlemen, our leaders, the invisible government, intends to carry out the prophetic plan of bringing nuclear war to the world. But the key is the Sybil Edmonds story, totally suppressed in America, actually well-known throughout the rest of the world. So I agree with you totally, Lynn. And people have to begin preparing for the difficult times because this could result in a total breakdown in the structure of our society. Go right ahead.
No, I certainly concur with that. I truly believe that we're watching things sort of implode within, certainly in this country. But a couple of days ago, actually yesterday, we're talking about Eastern Europe is talking about collapse. There were reports that the Icelandic government, of course, collapsed about a month ago, and some people were believing that, or saying, postulating that Mexico and Pakistan would be soon to follow. You know, when we look at what's happening just below our border, which, by the way, they've completed about 85-90% of the fence, but they've left a 70-mile stretch of fence wide open. So for all practical purposes, the border is still porous. Drugs are still coming through, illegal aliens are still coming through, and it just, you know, you just sit there and look at this and just wonder why they can't close the southern border and at least stop the bleeding on some level. And it's deliberate. They don't want to stop the southern border because they know if they keep doing that, that creates more chaos in this country, and that's what we see.
And, but, Chris, basically a lot of it's a virtual fence, not a real fence, it's a virtual fence. And, boy, I feel so much better knowing we have a virtual fence rather than a real fence. And what's that good for? That's good for Boeing. We're subsidizing them with hundreds of millions of dollars for creating a virtual fence. Go right ahead.
You know, what's interesting, too, south of the border is that the rule of law has collapsed for the most part. Drug cartels now are ruling and running certain border towns and certain cities. The death toll is through the roof there. And we get little glimpses of it in this media, but we really don't understand the chaos which is going on. And, of course, where are these drugs going in? They're going into this country, and it's enslaving our youth. I mean, this is deliberate. They are, in my opinion, and it's this shadow government, this dark government, probably brought over here after World War II through Operation Paperclip, where the Nazi agenda was thrown into this country. And I realize that sounds incredibly bizarre, but you can trace it back to that. You know, you're talking about assassinations with JFK. They had a wonderful program on the History Channel last night, and they pointed out on this particular program that you have two different conclusions by our government. One, the Warren Commission says that Oswald acted alone, and then you've got the House elect committee on the assassination saying that there probably was a conspiracy, and both reports are official. It's just only in the United States could something like this happen, where you have two reports covering the same event by the same government. One declares it was a conspiracy, the House committee on the assassination, and the other one, the Warren report, saying that Oswald acted alone. Only in this country.
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting. After that House Select Committee report came out, they immediately disbanded the committee. Why? Because the congressman didn't want to end up like Congressman Hale Boggs,
Bingo.
Who was on the Warren Commission, who didn't believe in the Warren Commission report, and when his plane went down, the FBI knew where he was, and they refused to allow help to go. And, of course, Nick Begich's dad, he's written on harp, Angels Don't Play This Harp. He was there along with Hale Boggs. They all died, and the FBI supervised their death. This is what really happened in America, ladies and gentlemen. This is not imaginary. We're dealing with organized evil. We've got to take America back. Go right ahead.
Yeah, things are ramping up. It's accelerating, and it's accelerating on a global level. And what's interesting is now, and certainly in this country, we see that socialism seems to be the call of the day. We are becoming a socialistic country, something that I never thought we'd live to see. And of course, now they're also talking about the Fairness Doctrine. So people like Rush Limbaugh, and possibly like you and I, Stan, Dr. Stan, who are talking right now, maybe in 6 months from now, if that thing is passed, we won't be able to do this because of the Fairness Doctrine. So they're cutting down, you know, freedom of speech and basically restricting it to make it the speech that they want heard. So we are in just very, very bizarre times.
Well, if I could simply suggest to all of our listeners, if they try to oppose the Fairness Doctrine, the first thing you do is start, you know, demanding equal time with Russia, demanding equal time with all them, and just flood Washington, D.C. with letters and demands for equal time on every program. You want to be on Oprah Winfrey's program,
right.
You know, because you want equal time to the anti-Christian message she's putting out. And, of course, the nightly news, you can object to it, and every person listening to this program got to begin to write letters and emails and faxes demanding equal time. Good, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Please send me that article by Sarkozy. Love to see it. Bye-bye.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and hope you enjoyed our interview with Lynn. His book is excellent. You must understand there is a supernatural realm. We do actually, of course, talk about that in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. In my talk, The Forbidden Secret, you need to understand this realm is not imaginary. We have a book called Alien Intervention, so much information available on our website. But let me mention we have a great new book. It was written by Gertrude Kugan back in 1935. And actually, she was actually contacted by some very wealthy people who said, we'd like you to write a book, you know, about the monetary system. And she spent 2 years writing it. And then, of course, when they gave her a lot of money to write the book. And then, of course, when she gave it to them, she said, when will it be published? And they said, never. Well, anyway, this is the book that she wrote. You can go up on Amazon. They have four copies at $39.95. We're offering it for $14.95. The Money Creators by Gertrude Kugan. You need to get the information. You must understand how banking really works. They create money out of nothing. And that is the secret that they don't want you to know. And they say, oh, my goodness, the financial system is frozen up. There's no money to lend. Ladies and gentlemen, there's all plenty of money. They create money out of nothing. But they don't want you to know that. They have intentionally tightened the money. And basically, how do we know there's plenty of money to lend? Why, the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Board, and you can get this on the Internet, the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank actually did a report in October of last year where they went over the Fed statistics and said, the system isn't frozen at all. The Salent report, I have a copy of it. It's rather extremely expensive. But Cliff Kincaid has written about the Salent report, C-E-L-E-N-T report. And, of course, they went over the Federal Reserve statistics in December of last year and said, they're lying to you about this whole freezing up of the financial system. But what the big banks have done is they've just raised interest rates so high. They've got plenty of money to lend. They create money out of nothing. But, of course, what they want to do is strangle our economy, collapse our whole system. This is what it's all about. Why? Because you find the people who control J.P. Morgan, people who control Goldman Sachs, people who control Citigroup, they all tie into the Trilateral Commission. And if you want to verify that, go to augustreview.org. That's augustreview.org. Go to the website. I get a list of the people in the Trilateral Commission, and you'll find out that all the big banks are tied into it, as are the people who control the media, Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report. They control all the key positions in the Obama administration. And you think we've got a open and free nation? You're never going to hear about this on the controlled media. That's why they've got to be for the so-called freedom, doctrine back in, fairness doctrine. They do not want the American people to find out what's going on. You need to get copies of our programs. You need to get our November and December 2008 newsletters. Pull them down and copy them and disseminate them. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get The Money Creators, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on The Forbidden Secret with the Associated Syllabus, our talk on the planned police state with the Associated Syllabus, and a material on concentration camps, the four tape set, the DVD, or the amazing clips, you get them all, of course, in the concentration camp special, Pray for America, Pray for Revival, our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown.